Unit 4. Our Environment and Us. Activity 2.
Welcome to the series Our Environment and Us. The question we want to answer today is, what is global warming? And here to do that for us is Richard Winston, an expert on global warming. So, Richard, what can you tell us about global warming?
Well, to start off, a definition. Global warming is the rise in temperature of the Earth's atmosphere. When the heat from the sun passes into our atmosphere, some of that heat reflects back into space again. The rest of that heat keeps Earth at the correct temperature, which is 16 degrees Celsius.
I see. And what keeps the temperature constant?
The atmosphere contains many layers of gases that keep this temperature constant.
So what happens to make the Earth's temperature increase?
Well, when greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, water vapour, nitrous oxide, ozone, chlorofluorocarbons and methane trap heat and light from the sun in the Earth's atmosphere, the temperature increases, creating a kind of greenhouse.
So gases aren't natural in the atmosphere?
No, greenhouse gases are natural, but we produce too many of them by polluting our atmosphere. As we burn coal, petrol and other fossil fuels, the situation gets worse. And when we cut down the rainforests to make more space for farming animals, we lose valuable supplies of oxygen.
So what are the effects of global warming?
We can see the effects of global warming everywhere. Natural disasters such as hurricanes, like Katrina in New Orleans, or floods are now much more common. Sea levels are also rising.
How can you explain the rise in sea levels?
That is very simple to explain. In fact, if we heat water, it expands, and so as oceans get warmer, the sea levels rise. Cities in coastal areas then flood. Other places that usually get a lot of rain are now drier and hotter, which means that some plants and animals struggle to survive. In short, everything is changing.
Is there anything we can do?
Yes, there is. We can all do something to help. If we recycle our rubbish, we save energy. We can also stop using so much energy by turning off lights and other electrical appliances when we're not using them. We can drink tap water instead of buying bottled water, which is expensive and uses a lot of plastic.
Why is plastic not good?
Plastic is not biodegradable, and so it does not return to the earth, but destroys the soil by polluting it.
I understand. Everybody must do their part.
Right. And after the disaster in Japan, we also need to look at using other sources of fuel. As we saw in Japan, nuclear power can be dangerous and using fossil fuels is not sustainable. So I think, as do many experts, that we need to exploit other sources of alternative energy, like the wind and the sun.
Yes, that does sound sensible. Thank you, Professor Winston. And don't miss our next programme in this series.